Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Today is Thursday, September... Fuck me.
2010.
Yeah.
I think you may need to turn mine back up a hair. Okay. That one works.
Okay. You have downloaded episode 320. Thank you for doing that. We are awesome. I'm sorry. We're just the fucking bomb.
We are. But unfortunately... we turned our mixer on, and we seem to have some kind of background static that we can't figure out.
I'm not for sure what it is, so I hope you guys can't hear it. And if you can, oh well, fuck it.
It may be because of the full moon.
It could be. It could be. So what
you,
we got going
you,
on?
You know you're going out tonight, and it's a full moon. That means the crazy...
the crazies, the real crazies are going to be out there.
I mean, granted, you live with...
I live with a crazy.
A crazy, but I mean...
what if I bring a crazy home and it's like a crazy, crazy home?
I will probably,
give offer him some medication.
No, I'll probably just keep my bedroom doors locked. That's all. Okay.
How dare you? So yeah, I don't have a lot to talk about. Julian and I really haven't seen each other this week.
I know.
We haven't seen each other like in a long, well, not in a long time, but we don't hang out as much anymore. Well, we've really never hung out, really, did we?
Well, we kind of used to. But
yeah. But we really don't since Connor comes over and then you go over Connor's and then I'm at the gym and then, you know, and then when Connor's here, I'm usually out doing stuff, so...
we're growing apart.
We're growing apart, y'all. Oh, no. Oh, my God, the show's going to end. Oh, God. You know what would make us a lot better? Money.
And losing weight.
And losing weight. Lots of money and losing weight. That'll put us back together again.
You know, you're gonna go off and marry an Asian, and I'm going to go off and start a band called Wings.
And we just won't see each other anymore.
Until you get shot in the head.
Oh. Only hours after my photo shoot.
Except since it's Ricky, you'll get shot in the head with semen.
Well, at least you don't die, right? Ew. I don't like it when it touches my head.
I'm just gonna leave that one alone. I saw in the timeout section of the newspaper today that Elton John will be playing in Lakeland.
No way.
Yes. And is it just me, or as Elton John gets older, he looks more and more like a woman?
Well, yeah, he starts to look like a lesbian.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I can't believe he's coming to Lakeland. He must be real desperate for some money.
I know. How many rednecks do you think are actually going to buy tickets to see Elton John? Unless it's like really old people that hadn't heard he's gay yet.
As you couldn't tell in the 70s. Sorry, Elton John.
He was just flamboyant like Liberace.
Oh, girl. That was really flamboyant. Woo! Just like George Michaels. He wasn't gay.
How could people not know he... all those girls in the 80s were like...
all over him, like white on rice.
Cream in their pants over George Michaels. And he was.
And he had booty shorts on.
Gay as he could be. Of course he had booty shorts on.
He was gayer than a $3 bill given to you in a Christmas card on Christmas.
In a gay bar.
In a gay bar. And at a gay resort in a gay country.
In San Francisco.
Yes. On this gay world.
Yes.
So gay. I even knew he was gay back in the day.
Who didn't know he was gay?
Wake me up before you go, go.
Please don't tell me I'm a big old homo.
Wake me up. I do kind of like that song.
We've been getting very musical lately.
We have.
It stopped.
What was it?
I think it might have been the washer filling up.
Shit. Thank God.
I know. Now you can turn our mics back up. We're sad.
We're sad podcasters who just ask for money and
lose
weight.
But you know what? You get what you pay for.
Yeah. And right now, you guys aren't paying anything.
Mm-mm. We can't even get a fucking... We can't even get a fucking email out of you or a voicemail out of you guys.
So. Right. Yeah. We've had some really good shows the past couple times. And sorry, I just got a text message from somebody. I need to answer them later.
The only person that bothers to call us anymore is your mother.
Right. No one ever calls us anymore. And we don't get emails. And no one seems happy with the show anymore. We haven't had any reviews, not even a 1-star review.
Well, don't tempt them with that.
Maybe we're begging too much for money and talking too much about losing weight.
I know.
But we have to do that. I mean, that's part of our thing.
I know.
That's the only way we can get 1-star reviews.
I did get an email.
You did?
Yeah.
I got an email. Well, I have an email too, but okay. It's not from a listener. But
okay.
Go ahead.
Well, we can wait till later in the show.
Oh, okay. Because
like.
I'm not playing the song since there was no calls or anything.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'll go ahead and say it then.
Okay.
It was from our listener, Chuck. And he said, Ricky's ginger baby. Makes sense that the baby in that ultrasound was on its back with its legs in the air. Just saying.
And Chuck. Do I know Chuck?
Yeah.
Which one is he? Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't get that email. I guess Chuck doesn't like me. He must only like clear people.
Clear people.
Who hate black people.
I don't hate black people.
You just don't think they're worth it.
I never said that.
No, you didn't. I'm just playing.
That's ridiculous.
I'm just teasing you.
You tasing me?
I'm tasing you.
Don't tase me, bro.
Don't
tase me, bro.
Oh, God. Okay, ever since I hooked up with that guy, I have heard the word bro like every day, like 5 times a day. And it like makes my skin crawl, and it's like someone taking their nails down a chalkboard to me. I cannot deal with it anymore. Fuck. And don't, if you're a listener to Big Fatty and you heard his show today, don't be fucking listening to him. Nobody wants to be called Ginger Bro.
You remember back when they started calling you Ginger Bear?
Mm-hmm.
You also said, don't be listening to Taylor. I don't want to be called Ginger Bear. And then for a year now, you've been called Ginger Bear. Yeah.
I'm surprised they're not like, ooh, Ginger Bear Bro. Ugh. God. Whatever. I have a shout out for somebody. I have a shout out for John Lyons. It was his birthday this week.
Well,
and I thought I would let him
happy
say
birthday,
hey.
John.
Because I told him happy birthday on Facebook and he was like, does that mean I get a shout out? I was like, sure.
Okay. I have something to talk about.
Okay.
I want everybody to get a mental picture. I want all of our listeners to get a mental picture. Close your eyes. And
do we need to like listen to water and stuff?
No, because I want to describe the sound.
Okay.
Of Ricky leaving the gym. He gets on his bicycle and starts pedaling home with his mouth agape, sucking in bug after bug after bug after bug. When most normal people would just close their mouth. Ricky continues pedaling all the way through town with his mouth hanging open, sucking in bugs like the intake of a 747.
I didn't suck in a bunch of bugs. It's just at certain points, you know, I don't know because like I was around the lake, like around Lake Hunter. And you know how like those bugs like swarm together and you go through a whole bunch of them? Yes. That's what it was like. I'd be like, but then I guess I could have held my breath, but sometimes I couldn't see them. Oh, God, it was disgusting.
Connor and I got home and he's like, oh, I just swallowed bugs riding my bike. And Connor's like, why didn't you just close your mouth?
Because if you breathe through your nose, they go up your nose, and I do not need that. Sorry.
You don't like it up your nose either?
No. Mm. Never liked it up my nose. Mm-mm. Well, depends on what you're putting up your nose, I guess. Just saying.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
You want to go skiing? Did you hear me?
The foul monkeys do not condone illegal drug use.
We sure don't. Now, back in the day, when I was like 20,
well,
and I could party like,
bro,
oh fuck,
you and I are a long way from 20.
Speak for yourself.
You are pretty damn close behind me. Ooh, that didn't sound good.
Nightmares.
Chronologically, you are right there with me in age.
Right. God. That made me feel uncomfortable there for a second.
I know. I
need a bath.
I feel nauseous now.
I need a Silkwood scrub down.
I have a wire brush out in the
ow, I want my
garage.
Skin, though.
You got to get that radiation off. Oh, I'm a lesbian who's been contaminated with toxic waste.
Oh, I'm tired. I don't know if I'm going to make it tonight.
I can't believe that you were going out tonight.
I did it last Thursday, too.
I know.
And last Saturday.
And then you get your ass up. I can see Saturday. At least you can sleep in the next day. But on Thursday nights,
get up and go. Stay out till 1.
And then get up and go to work the next day.
At 6. No,
back when I was like, 22 and I DJ'd and stayed out till 2 a.m. and got up and went to work the next day. It hurt back then.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't imagine doing it now.
Imagine having this beautiful body and going through that.
Where's the beautiful body? As I look around the room.
Dickhead.
Oh, there it is. It's Dickhead. Right there in my seat.
Ugh. You haven't seen the back.
How dare you? Yes, I have. I look at my ass in the mirror. I know it's the ass of a god. It's the bionic booty.
Well, it's running out of batteries. You better get it charged up.
It doesn't need battery. It runs on plutonium.
Oh, shit. You stick Pluto the dog up your ass?
No.
Oh.
Like the bionic man.
Mm-hmm.
When it's in action, it goes.
That's your butt clapping. Probably a little faster, though. Like that. The brownies fucking smell good. Makes me want to stop the show so I can have one.
I know. I just made a batch of Ghirardelli turtle brownies with the caramel on top.
Mm-hmm.
And they smell real good because they came out of the
and
oven.
And they look real cute.
Well, of course, Joan made them. They come out of the oven right before we started recording.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to indulge in a little one piece of one before I leave.
Oh. Well, that way when you throw up later on, you can throw up liquor
right.
And brownie.
Right. Maybe it'll taste like chocolate.
And semen, probably.
Oh, no, not today.
Not today, Lord. Not today.
Oh, and I was up late last night. I could fall asleep right
now. So whose show were you on the other night up real late?
Ramble Redhead. Oh, yeah. Make sure everyone go to RambleRedhead.com and listen to that show. He asked me about weight loss, of course.
Oh, of course.
It's about weight loss and, like, actually, you'll learn a few things about me that I've never talked about on that show.
Hmm.
So make sure you guys go out and listen. I'm not for sure when he's going to be posting it, so just keep an eye out.
Hmm.
Why, did you hear me talking?
Yes.
Was I loud?
Yes. And then you turned on the TV. Which is directly behind my head, opposite the wall.
Well, you must have slept okay then.
Well, after I fall asleep, I could sleep through, like, nuclear war.
Nuclear. Do we have anything else to talk about? This is going to be a short fucking show.
We're
at 14 minutes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
We're just nattering and nattering.
We're nattering.
That's okay. Big Fatty does it every episode.
Right. I do have an email that I need to discuss. 1 second. Uno momento, por favor.
At least we don't talk about our weekend and go, well, we went, got up, went to bed, went to Publix, came home, went to bed again. And that was it, lovies. Oh.
We got an email from Homer. It says,
Simpson?
Hey, no. That would have been cool. Hey, monkeys. My name's Homer, and I am a comedian living in Chicago. Came across your show on the interwebs through the Gay Country Boys website. Nice stuff. I just opened up a new sketch comedy review here in Chi-Town and have recorded two of the original songs from it. One about Bear 411 and the one about Facebook. So the former is very gay and the latter not so much. I would love if you would consider playing either or both on your show. Please let me know what you think. So at the end of the show, we're going to play the Facebook one since the Bear 411 one was played on two podcasts that I've already listened to.
And we would appreciate it very much since we're playing your song that you will mention Foul Monkeys on
your review.
Your review.
On your little review.
On your little review.
So I just responded back. I said, if you haven't, can you please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes?
Because we do believe in reciprocity.
That reminds me of Chicago. That word is from Chicago.
Duh.
I want to play that song now. When you're good to mama, mama's good to you. All right, so are we have anything else to say? I think 20 minutes is good.
Let me get let me look at my little show notes here.
Look at your little show notes. Let me look at mine just in case I got some show notes.
What was I going to talk about with that?
Yeah, don't have anything.
I don't think I do either. We suck.
We don't even have weight. We don't even have anything to talk about, like weight or asking for money.
What, did you quit losing weight? You haven't even said anything about that in like months.
Months. I've lost 70 pounds.
That's the same amount you had lost
like a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I know, because I'm at the point of where
you've plateaued.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to start eating less calories.
To those of you not in the know, which means his ass has become a big plateau.
Whatever. I've come to the point now where I'm going to have to start eating less and exercising.
More?
Because I've been pretty good. I've been able to eat what I want just as long as I work out. And now since I've lost the weight, it's not so easy to do that anymore.
Mm.
So, but I don't really know how much less I could eat. I mean, because
I don't think it's so much a matter of eating less, because I see your diet. It may be about food choices.
But I still don't have really bad food choices anymore.
Well, I mean, they could be better.
Like I eat a lot of soup, but that's like low calorie and low fat.
Right.
Ham, turkey.
But it's high in sodium, which is not.
I get low sodium.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Trying to be smart. But
well,
I also,
goddamn, what do I know then?
I'll also add sodium.
Yeah, I know. You poured garlic salt, celery salt, seasoned salt, Jane's crazy mixed up salt.
Which I really think it should be called Crazy Julian's.
How dare you?
I don't eat out a lot. So that's, and at work every day, I have a big salad and a small whatever they're serving. Like today, I had half of a cheeseburger and a salad.
Spin cycle.
Yeah. Woo. Oh, yeah. You like it when I'm spinning like that, you fucking whore bitch?
Get on it, ride that washer.
Heavy loads. Fuck yeah.
You like my agitator?
Ew. Oh, Oh, yeah, give me that big agitator. Oh, fuck me. Shit. Fuck. Well, that made it interesting there for a second. Are we ready?
Yeah, we're done.
20 minutes.
Well, gee, now I know why people do a 20-minute show.
Right.
Because you pretty much run out of absolutely all material you had to talk about.
Oh, did your microphone go off for a second?
Not that I know of.
Oh, scared me.
We could scratch off scratch-offs. Or
well, we don't have that. We don't have scratch-offs.
He probably doesn't either. He just makes it up.
Yeah. Big fatty in his little makeup. Lottery tickets, whatever. Yeah. Nope, there, you hear that? He probably doesn't even have that? Receipts.
No, I saved $12 and I only spent $2. And that's pretty good, but I'm going to try better next time.
Right.
And a penny coupon was for boy butter.
Ugh. Also known as Crisco.
Ugh.
Butter-flavored Crisco.
Bacon flavored Crisco.
Yeah, that's true. Ew, just think if they did have bacon flavored.
You know your mama had a jug of that in the cabinet.
Mm, no, my mama. Well, not my real mama.
Maybe your grandmama.
Maybe. All right, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Thank you for downloading episode 320, and we will be back in about 4 or 5 days.
Peace.
Bye. You have downloaded Foul Monkeys. Your feedback is very important to us. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text or call 863-666-0377.
You can send us email to foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Send us junk and stuff to P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at jcmarple.
You can follow me on Twitter at Foul Monkeys and on Facebook as Ricky Burton. Don't forget to click the PayPal button on foulmonkeys.com and donate.
This has been a presentation of the PWT Podcasting Network.
I don't know you. I don't like you. But we can be friends on Facebook. I don't know you. I don't like you. Let's be friends on Facebook. Cheated you. See my status yesterday. It was so funny. I'm still LOL.
Hey, hey, hey.
Cheated you. Get that. Anyway, I don't know you, I don't like you, but we can be friends on Facebook. I don't know you, I don't like you, let's be friends on Facebook. Take the quiz. Which Lost episode are you, and what Golden Girl would you be in drag?
Hey, hey, hey!
Hey, gee whiz. Don't you wonder if this site was only meant for teenage girls and fags? I don't know you, I don't like you, but we can be friends.
Seriously, you guys, I'm sick of chasing waterfalls, and I don't want no scrubs.
And can we get Crispin Glover to host The Late Show with David Letterman? Come on, we got Betty White on SNL. And can Rush Limbaugh's nutsack get more likes than Ann Coulter's? And can all you self-promoters go to hell? To hell.